Barrhead, Westlock, in the wake of a hold and secure being initiated at schools in Westlock on June 15. Many parents may be wondering what the difference is between this security procedure and a full lockdown of the school. The answer is that a hold and secure is more of a precautionary measure, while a lockdown is a response to an imminent threat to the safety of students and staff, such as a threat being made against the school or the presence of an assailant on school property. Typically, hold and secures happen when there might be something in the area, said Pembina Hills School Division Supt. Michael Borgfjord. On June 15, the catalyst for the hold and secure was a report of a man in camouflage wearing a backpack that appeared to contain a firearm, but another example would be a convenience store robbery somewhere in town, Borgfjord indicated. While the hold and secure was in effect, the doors to Westlock Elementary School and RF Staples School were locked and no one was allowed to leave or enter the building, even for recess or lunchtime. There was also some messaging sent out to local parents informing them of the situation. Otherwise, business as usual carried on inside both schools, Borgfjord said. That was also the case at St. Mary's School in Westlock, which also initiated the hold and secure upon being notified by the RCMP of the suspicious individual. The only real adjustment for us was not going outside for recess, and students couldn't leave at lunchtime, said St. Mary Principal Vance Nakonechny. It would have been a different story if a lockdown had occurred, as every door in the schools would have been locked and students would have prioritized staying away from windows on top of other safety procedures. All regular business in the school would have stopped until the threat was cleared. A lockdown might be initiated by the RCMP or by the school itself in response to, say, a violent intruder inside the building. Borgfjord said schools are required to practice lockdowns twice a year, though they can do more if they want, and an incident such as the one on June 15 prompts a review of those procedures by principals. Anytime something happens, even though it was nothing and thank goodness that it was, it's always a good time to review and refresh and make sure that people are comfortable, said Borgfjord. Incidentally, both Borgfjord and Nakonechny indicated that, in the wake of recent mass shootings and other incidents, there has been more emphasis on locking doors at schools. Borgfjord indicated that elementary schools keep all their doors locked, while the high school keeps all its doors locked except the main entrance due to the high volume of foot traffic entering and exiting the building. Nakonechny said they have also been keeping all doors locked except for the 15 minutes or so when recess occurs, and even then, there are supervisors on the playground. It started out as a COVID precaution. Unfortunately, it's morphed into something else, he added. Kevin Berger, Town and Country Today.com.